everybody. This is Dr. McClower. Welcome to the No One Else program. As we round out this week, what I want you to focus on are the things that you can control and the things that you can't, and how much your local environment influences what you do and don't eat, whether it's good for you, whether it's bad for you. And within your local environment, especially when you're in your home, if you work from home, if you're at the office, if you work wherever you are, that local environment influences in ways that we don't even realize. It influences what you eat, how much you eat, and how you eat it. All of those things. Now, there are some things that are within your control. There's some things that are within your sphere of influence. And those are things you can directly manage. Within those things, it's wonderful because you can have a strong impact on your health, on your weight, by changing those conditions. There are other things that we just, in our world, in our universe, in our lives, in our space, that we just can't, you can't control every aspect of everything. And there's an element of that that we have to be at peace with. It doesn't mean we have to allow that to drive our choices for us, to drive consumption for us. But what it does mean is that understanding what those forces are gives you the freedom not to choose them. Once you understand it and you say, that's how my environment is, but I refuse, I will not allow it to choose what I eat and how I eat and how much of it I eat for me. I am not that person. So when you understand that distinction between what you can control, what you can't control, and the things that are influencing your health decisions under the hood, unconsciously, then you are empowered. You are empowered to make a better decision for yourself. Fair enough? All right, well, listen, if you have questions, let me know. info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.